Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
So bear with me. This is a one-time incident, but it's going to be like, you know, it's my mentality. He went into the lock. The lock got stuck, or the lock still opens and closes, but the key got stuck. And so now we have a key to our facility, and now anyone can get in whenever they want. So we got there, and fortunately, we're next to a hardware store. So we're next door. I'm like, hey, do you have anything for keys? They do. Cool. I bought like $7 of stuff. Got it scanned, and then lo and behold, it doesn't work. So end up calling two or three lock fits. One of them can get there within a half hour. Great. So I say, come on over. Here's the person. And they tell me, like, here's what you need to do to prep it. So I go, okay, got it. And so then after that, I tell my manager, hey, man, now lock fit is coming, and I relay all the info. After that, now I'm heading back home. So what I'm learning in hindsight, here's what I should have asked, and here's what I'm going to ask going forward, because stuff like this, I'm sure will repeat. Because one of the former owners some years ago was like, hey, welcome to Small Business Ownership, and just coming in to teach a class. I'm like, oh, great. What is this that I'm getting myself into? So how can I scale this? Because if and when I own 10 locations, I can't be the locksmith man. That's not my best use of my time. Even if I can do it, I should not do it. And so here are the systems I'm taking away from it. On paper, but like I said earlier, I need to develop the backbone to do it. I should have asked right away, you know, hey, thank you, manager. Thanks, Tommy. Super appreciate the speed and prop. Super quick question. Is this the first time it's ever happened? Like, or is this a repeat issue that's happened before? Found out after the fact, repeat issue happens like once a week. And the past like years, something everyone is able to handle until today. And I couldn't even handle it. So what do you know about that? I just realized I brought home the pliers this one studio. That's a bummer. All right, is this a repeat issue or a one-off? Like, holy, did not see this coming. The repeat is, okay, good to know. Probably use a long-term fix. So from there, okay, what's worked in the past? Well, they usually finagle it, or they twist it, or they do the left, right, and then it works. And this time, finagle it, twist it, left, up, right, does not work. Okay, so it's a new angle on an existing issue. All right, good to know. And then I bought the stuff, kind of like a WD-40, and then just figured it's a one-off. I'll see if I can figure it out, document it later. Lo and behold, that does not work. And so end up coming to the locksmith, and what I should have done in that moment, you realize, like, all right, I'm a go-getter. I'm get stuff done. I don't like to just delegate because I know it's done. What I should have done, in hindsight, that hey, I can't figure it out. I have something I really need to be at. So here's what I needed to do, and then I tell them exactly what I just now did. You need to go to Google, look up like rapid response or super fast or instant locksmith in our city, and then our city name, and then call the first five numbers and see what you can do. If no one is available, everyone's booked. There's no 24/7 locksmith service. We have two ways to get into our studio. Break off the lock on the front door so no one can get in overnight, and then have the manager open tomorrow morning through the gate on the side. That's the best thing that we can do tonight to make sure the studio is still locked and safe, because we don't want to keep it open for hoodlums to do stuff. But if you can't get someone, have them come tonight. Have them either rekey the lock. If they can't do that, replace the lock. Or do what they need to do, and then here's where the card is on file to get that handled. That's what I should have done. Should have told them exactly what I would do if I was going to go ahead and do it. What I did not do, a rookie mistake, is I did the thing mentally in my head and did not tell someone how to handle it or where the spare key is. That's a very important thing. Should have known. So that's what I'm going to do going forward. For something like this, where my physical presence is not required. So if this was a club in another state, there's no way I would be doing this. Because it's closed, I gave in to the temptation to do it myself. And that temptation that is not going to serve me growing to 10 locations. That's going to cap my ability to be available for 10 clubs when I'm only available for two or one. And so that's my scaling tip. It's more expensive. Could have gotten the key out. But the moment I heard this is a repeat issue, should have known right away. Let's just replace the thing that's a repeat problem. That is not a value add to the business. The bottleneck to where we need to be. Replace it. Here's how to take action on it. You just go get it. So I'm learning small business one at a time. You figure it out on your own. But now what I need to do is I need to go document it and tell folks where I documented that thing. So that next time something like this happens, TVs go down, vacuum cleaner's broken, we're out of toilet paper, the door doesn't work. How do they know how to go about fixing it? Because they probably could do the same thing I just did, but I don't want them to have to ask my permission to do what I do. That's cool. The learning, and now I'm going to head on home. I'm going to apologize to my wife and kiddos. I got some little treat, and we're going to make the best night we can out of what we've got left. Rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.